You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, heard everywhere in the world on KAJO.com. Welcome to Abby's Pizza, the Beacon Drive location, ladies and gentlemen. It's time now for the Caveman Corner. We're going to talk some caveman football tonight. And if you want to join us, hey, some great pizza going on here and a great buy on that bacon and cheddar 16-inch giant pizza, $26.99. That's going to feed a bunch of people. Get some spuds to go with it. Wear your caveman blue and your soft drinks are free during the caveman quarter here. So come on out. Don't forget, there's a Williams Highway location also. Caveman Corner is sponsored by friends at Abby's Legendary Pizza, and they've been serving local schools here for years. So let's get down. Well, there are two things to get to, first of all. First of all, here comes the pizza. And that's the bacon and cheese. Just slide it right over there in the middle there. And, well, and the spuds are coming right up. Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So, we've set the scene. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO. Assistant Coach Wes Cox has joined us here. You're the offensive and defensive line coach. Well, thank you for filling in for head coach Brad Page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or filling in, was it Forrest, or did you volunteer, or did he just throw you under the bus?
Yeah, a little bit of
all three of those.
All three combined, yep.
Okay. Well, first of all, help yourself to the pizza, and some of the guys that are here, too, could feel free to jump over and jump right into this huge pizza here because it's available for everybody. But let's talk caveman football.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the offensive and defensive line soon. But first of all, let's talk about, I got to talk about last week's game.
Yeah.
It was a thrilling game to watch, a fun game. The coaching staff was as animated on the sidelines as I've seen them in a long, long time. So it looked like there was a lot of excitement going on down there, and rightfully so with an exciting game. Came out on the short end of it, though. Can you give me a quick assessment of what the coaching staff felt about that game?
Yeah, I mean, quick assessment is we played really well. I mean, we had played good enough to win, just turnovers, penalties, mistakes, things like that. I mean, that's ultimately what costs you a game. So, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. I mean, we played a very good game. We tempoed them on offense. We got them tired. Got to play against their backups up front a lot of the night. That was kind of the goal, was to try to tempo them, get them out of their game, get them out of what they wanted to do. Did a pretty good job of it. We just came up short, and it was a good team that we played against. So, it kind of is what it is. But we overall assessment was we just kind of beat ourselves.
All right. Well, that first game out, pretty good. A couple of things to ask. First of all, every time I've talked to head coach Page, he's used the term aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the offense was aggressive. We saw some strange plays pulling early in the season to see a halfback pass or an onside kick or some of the things that we saw happen last night. A little out of character for what we've seen from the Cavemen for the past couple of years.
Yeah, we've got just a ton of athletes right now. I mean, we've got a big senior class, and then we've got some good juniors kind of sprinkled in there, and then we've got a really talented sophomore class. So just with our speed and athleticism, and we've got we wanted to try some things, open it up a little bit, be aggressive. We were fortunate up front; we're able to go a lot of guys one way. We got an offense group, a defensive group, so we're able to kind of put the pressure and tempo a little bit and go from there. So that was the goal, was to try to be aggressive. I mean, where we're coming from, where we, didn't have a great year last year, didn't play well in spots, and North Medford was a really good team last year and made a playoff run. We knew we had to be aggressive and go after them a little bit, and we weren't going to beat them by punting if we need. We had to go after it a little bit.
Well, does that aggressive play calling send a signal to the rest of the conference that here come the Cavemen? You can't take anything for granted here.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think ultimately I thought we were better than them. I mean, we kind of beat ourselves. I mean, we were upset that we kind of felt like they got away with one on us. But with that being said, we didn't get it. So. As far as a message sent, yeah, I think so. I mean, they probably, teams around the league probably got an eyebrow up, like, oh, geez,
yeah.
It's not the team from last year that lost 41-0 to that group. So.
Yeah, and shooting the lights out just as the final buzzer went off. So
yeah, we were there. We were you know, like I said, we just, you know, had a little mistake. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, and it didn't. I fully expect us to walk down the field and score on that. We were marching, and we felt like we were in better condition than them, and ball didn't roll our way.
Well, that happens. Now, following that same train of thought, with one of the words that head coach Page has used several times, both at this table and in the pregame interview that he graciously does with us, he's used explosive offense, and we saw that offense explode a couple of times. Just a little bit more consistency, and it'll explode more often. What's the assessment there for that?
Like I said, we've got some dudes. I mean, we got you know, explosive plays come from explosive athletes, and we've got a lot of those guys running around right now. So I think just a little bit more consistency on the offensive line than we had you know in years past. We've got a good group up front that, you know, takes a lot of pride in it, and more than anything, I mean, like I said, we take a lot of pride in conditioning up front and being in better shape than other teams. So I think a lot of our explosive plays that started piling up later in the game was just kind of coming from that, was putting a tempo and putting a pace on North that they were having a hard time keeping up with. And you know, I think I counted three plays where their defensive line wasn't quite in a stance yet. You know, they were kind of trying to get set, and so that was a big part of the game plan. It worked pretty well. We just, you know, there was a couple drives we just couldn't.
We expect that kind of tempo all season long.
I hope so. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. You know, obviously, you kind of game plan week to week, but I think we're built for it. We do it well, and that's when those big run plays kind of pop off as teams aren't quite set in their space and set in their gaps and still trying to get to their fits, and they're kind of late to it because they're either out of shape or they're trying to just get lined up, so they can't. They're kind of running a base defense against us instead of, you know, something that they really want to be in. So that's it's definitely a nice tool to have in the tool belt.
I suspect that we're probably still a two quarterback team. Is that right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we got two really good ones right now. We're not in a rush to you know, make a decision on just one. We got two guys that are good that are got their own individual skill sets.
Each one brings something different to the table, and it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. And every time they come out, they both step up to the plate and do well. And so it's a good problem to have. I mean, it's you know, two guys that do a good job there, and they're both really young. So it's a tough decision to make, but it's also, you know, it's, they're
well, you have to make that well. Decision for a couple of more years.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
probably. Yeah. Now, can that work for your favor if you continue to do that two-quarterback situation all season long? Is that a tool that you can use to keep the other team off balance?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to game plan for two different offenses when you're going week to week. You know, from a you know, there's two schools of thought on it, and so right now we're trying to make it work in our favor. So yeah, I mean, absolutely, it's definitely something that can be to our advantage.
Okay, let's talk. We've been talking offense primarily. Let's talk defense first of all. Dealing with the North Metro Black Tornado, their quarterback was kind of a known quantity. He's he was there last year. He can throw the football, and he certainly showed that the other night. Mr. Nix was kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah,
the running back.
Yeah, you know, that you know, again, a little bit on us. You know, we just had some missed assignments, just overrunning gaps, getting out of gaps up front. Just run fits weren't on point. So it is, you know, kind of one of those unfortunate things. Like I said, I think we kind of let them off the hook a little bit. And they have a big physical offensive line. I mean, that's a good group.
Oh, and here come the Spuds. right there. If you can get those to us. Thank you, sir. Oh, listen, folks, thanks, if you're coming out to eat this pizza, get the special. It is good. The bacon, cheddar cheese. Get an extra order of Spud for it, and you can feed a family of 12. So, and we're going to chow down on this first opportunity we get. In terms of defense, it looked like Mr. Nix had his way with you most of the night, particularly in the second half. And it looked like on the ground they would attack, flip it around the left side of your line, and there always seemed to be a hole around tackle.
Yeah.
And that's a problem I assume can be fixed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the good thing is it's a very fixable problem, and we've been working on that this week a lot, and that's been a big, you know, primary focus for us is shoring up the run defense. We didn't expect that to happen to us. We thought we'd be a little bit more sound in the box, and it just didn't happen. Sometimes you get into a flow of a game, and it's just, man, they're you know, what the heck's going on?
You always have a game plan until you get that first punch thrown, right?
Exactly. That's the old Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth, and we got punched in the mouth, so trying to get it figured out.
All right, well, you did some punching of your own. You know, you put up 28 points and lost only by five, and with an offensive drive going on as the time expired. Once again, it was a great football game to enjoy all but the end for Caveman fans. Now, one early on, it looked like they were going, first of all, to the left side of your line and then go around the right side through the air.
Yeah, I mean, that cue, he likes to roll to his right. You know, he's a right-handed quarterback. A lot of times they try to set up rollouts, and so they were rolling to his right. You know, we were kind of based more out of strengths than just right and left, so a lot of times if they're running a certain direction, you know, we have different guys in different spots because we're flipping to their strength of their offense. And so, you know, so it's hard to say it was just on one particular guy. It was just overall just team defense. We just weren't good enough in the box, and we just didn't fit gaps the way we know we can. And like I said, very correctable mistakes, but they're things that we need to correct, and so it's up to us to get that done.
Okay, I've got the offensive and defensive line coach here. All right, here we go.
Yeah,
control of the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Give yourself a grade on how we controlled the line of scrimmage last Friday night.
Yeah, it's hard to give yourself a grade, but it's I thought, with the expectation of what that their O-line and D-line, I mean, they had some guys that were kind of touted as college kids. Our offensive line, I thought we had our way with them. We did pretty well. We struggled with some protection issues early, and then kind of got our bearings.
I was going to say, you fixed that early, didn't you?
Yeah, and then after that, we kind of rolled, and then we got into the run game pretty well in the second half and started popping some big plays. And Trey obviously did a great job. You know, once he got to second level, he just made guys miss and popped big plays.
I'm talking Trey Powers,
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, Trey Powers, yes, sir. And then defensive line-wise, I thought we played pretty well for the most part up front. Got washed out of gaps a little bit. We were smaller than them, and we were a little undersized, especially on the interior defensive tackles. So we were doing a little bit of movement. We were, you know, slanting and sparking a little bit inside, not just trying to man up with them. We got into those spots, and we, you know, kind of get washed by big bodies a little bit more than I was hoping. But all in all, we played pretty well. It's just, you know, sometimes good backs just take a little crease and they make you miss. And if you're not great tacklers, and just it's
all right. I've got a line coach here. When I'm going up against someone bigger, maybe stronger, perhaps faster, what kind of technique are you teaching your guys to do, or how do you make adjustments for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's obviously scheme things. When we, like, 58 is a highly touted kid for North Medford, and we had some schemes that were trying to, you know, a lot of it is, let's get two-on-one, let's find ways to double-team them. To me, personally, I thought our best asset was tempo, and so I don't know how many times you see those guys tapping themselves on the helmet trying to get out of the game because they're exhausted, and our guys felt pretty good, so... we work hard in practice. We're gonna take it. You know, every day is gonna be a high energy, high intensity, and they work really hard. And so, first quarter might be a little bit of a slugfest. Might be tough. Might have a hard. But if we can out tempo and outpace teams, our goal is to start winning in the second, third, fourth quarter, and start wearing teams out up front, especially when they're bigger and stronger. And then pad level and violence. We just got to be more violent than the other kid, and we've got to get our pads down and play low and get off the football.
It appeared both teams were trying to control the tempo. Grant's pass trying to go fast.
Yep.
And the Black Tornado taking their time sending in plays. It seemed like forever before they would snap a play. And I'm assuming that was by design.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had a lot of big kids playing both ways. And just, you know, when you got big kids who weigh 300 pounds, they're not designed to go, you know, both sides of the ball go fast, and you end up playing a lot of backups when you do that. So they were trying to slow that down as much as possible, and we knew that, and we knew we had more depth, and we had better conditioned athletes, and so we're going to go fast, and we're going to try to gas you out. And so I think both of us had success doing it. So it was You know, they slowed it down and were able to gash us a little bit, and we sped it up and were able to gash them a little bit.
All right. With their slowdown, was that their design coming into the game, do you think?
They were doing it pretty early, so yeah. I think that was a game plan. I mean, right from the first series, I noticed, they're eating up a lot of that play clock, so yeah. It's definitely by design. And I kind of figured, knowing the size of kids they had, the types of kids they have, they want to eat up the clock and they want to run the ball and then get Traeger, their cue or their quarterback, rolling out and trying to get him out there and complete a few balls or get him running a little bit.
Yeah, he has a sweet arm.
He's a very good player.
No question about that. Let's talk a little bit about the next step. What's the focus been this week?
Get better. I mean, just week one's always tough because you don't know. I mean, we didn't have a jamboree. We didn't have a zero week. You don't have any non-league games. We're right into it. We're right into a league rival.
Right into league.
And so, you know, unfortunately, you find out some weaknesses that you have mid-game and just like, oh, man, okay, we really got to get better here, and here. Normally, you kind of have a little bit of a build-up before you get into those, and we didn't have that. So, you know, our focus is every day to get a little bit better. And so we gotta, you know, like I said, on defense, we got to get better in our run fits. You know, offensively, we're just working on just cleaning up little things that penalties, turnovers, things like that, trying to get those little things cleaned up for us.
How did we come out of that game health-wise?
Pretty good. I don't think there was off the top of my head. I mean, nothing significant, some bumps and bruises.
You lost your center there for a while.
Center went out. Yeah. He's going to be able to play Friday. Okay. And so he hasn't practiced much this week. He was non-contact but full pads today. He'll be full go tomorrow for practice, and then we're gonna have the second guy that came in for him is gonna start the game, and then we'll kind of get into the flow. We'll get him some reps as he goes and get him going.
But Lingo, right?
Yeah, Alex Lingo, mm-hmm. Very good player. Yeah, we've got
kind of a special weekend here. McNary's coming into town. They haven't scored a point yet.
Yeah.
What do we know about the McNary Celtics?
Well, they didn't play a whole lot of football either, so I think they got delayed, and then they canceled at like halftime. I mean, it was kind of a weird deal on their end. I don't want to take away from South Medford because South Medford, I think, is a pretty good team, and we have to deal with
that.
Yeah,
they had lightning and everything up there.
They had a lot of lightning storms. I think they had three delays before they canceled it, like at halftime. But South Medford's a good team, and South Medford put it on them. McNary is kind of one of those teams that, you know, just watching them on film, they weren't an upper echelon team that's going to be in our league, but they've got some good athletes. They've got some guys that can kind of make you have to prepare a little bit. And so our job is to go in like it's a, you know, like we're not playing a down team. I mean, we got to take care of business. We got to do our job. So, that's been my message is more, let's take care of us. Let's go in and be focused on what we need to do. Their overall team talent, we're a lot more, we're a lot deeper than them. Got better athletes, but they do have a couple guys on their roster that can, make us look silly if we let them.
All right. Well, you never want to look past anybody.
Nope.
Certainly not at the 6A level. But McNary coming in, what kind of offense or defense do we expect to see them? What kind of personality will that team bring?
They run a 34 defense, so three down linemen, four linebackers. They run kind of like stand-up overhang edge guys and then two inside backers. Their defensive line's pretty good, pretty talented, three guys there. That's kind of the what they can hang their hat on. They've got some good size up front, and they're pretty physical. And then their offense is kind of like a wing fullback, kind of, H-back type look. It's kind of like the old veer and shoot set, but it's they'll motion him around. They'll run some counter, run some zone, and then they'll try to number one.
Shades of Roseburg is what I'm hearing.
it's not quite like that, but it's that H-back is a – we call him a fullback, but he's kind of wider. He's a little bit more offset. He's more of kind of a slot, offline tight end almost. And they're going to try to run the ball a little bit, and they're going to, their quarterback's a pretty good athlete. He's kind of a smaller kid, but he's quick. He's got a good arm. They've got a couple of good athletes, you know, running around at receiver. So I think the same would probably be that quarterback and their offensive line are pretty decent. So they'll probably try to run the ball a little bit on us, I think. We didn't get a great sample size because I think we ended up getting 20-something clips because the game was cut short. So we didn't get a great sample size of what they, you know, what they do up front, you know, on their offense or defense. But that was kind of the gist of what the film showed us.
On the offensive and defensive lines, obviously you ran into some big guys from North Medford. Are we going to see any of that size again from McNary? Do you have anything to compete with that?
Yeah, you know, some good size, not as athletic of kids. And size doesn't always bother me a ton. It's more of just, you know, kind of when you see kids that are getting off the ball hard and pursuing to the football on defense and finishing blocks and just, you know, you can be an undersized lineman, but if you're getting off the ball low and hard and you're finishing, it's that's a lot scarier for me because that, you know, means you're gonna have to fight for a whole play. Big kids are, you know, it's great to have because you can, you know, lean and get into kids, but there is some size over there. They've got a big nose guard that I think is like 285 pounds is what he's listed at. So he's probably like 260, and then they've got a tall.
You mean the weights they give us might not be accurate?
Might not. You know, it's, yeah, you lose weight through camp. So
sure.
It's,
uh-huh.
Then we got, they got a big tall defensive end. Number 54 is a 6'5", 230 or so. And then another defensive end that's kind of a shorter, stockier kid, but he's, you know, plays running back and he's explosive and pretty athletic. So they've got three guys that are not huge, but one guy's kind of big in the middle and then two athletes on the edge. So there'll be a handful. There'll be a problem. We got some stuff to figure out and get them figured out.
All right, I've got the line coach here. So the big question here is control of the line of scrimmage against McNary. Yay or nay?
Yeah.
We got it?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. He said confidently. All right.
Yep. Got it.
Once again, this is a strange weekend and a strange start to the season in that we've already got a homecoming game coming up this Friday night. Now, is that going to be a distraction? What kind of festivities are planned? Do you have a schedule?
I think with this, you know, year to year, depending on the team, I think it could be distraction. I think with this group, they're pretty focused and they've got a good core group of kids that are kind of keeping things in line. And it doesn't worry me as much with this group. I think they're focused. They want to get a win. I mean, right now we're a good enough football team to be 1-0, and we're not. So the goal is to be 1-0 on Friday. So it's they're going to be high school kids. They're going to have, you know, their things to look forward to and have their stuff that they're doing this weekend. But it's a pretty focused group, and it's a group that wants to win on Friday. So it doesn't worry me as much as maybe some other groups that we've had in the past.
Sounds like their psyche is where it needs to be. Is that an optimistic view on my part?
Yeah, we're you know, we feel good. We're confident. I think we feel good about what we got. Some of the coaches with us, you know, we were talking over last weekend, just, you know, compared to a win last year, our first game of the season against Del Norte, and a loss this year against North Med. We feel a lot better after this loss than we did after that win.
I was going to say, you should be feel better with taking North Medford to within 5 points in the final seconds.
Yeah.
Once again, that was a great football game. What one thing do you really need to have happen for your Charges in order to assure a win for the Cavemen on Friday night, a homecoming night?
Yeah, I mean, just take care of the football and penalties. I mean, if we can win the turnover battle and we, you know, limit our penalties. I think talent-wise, we're more talented than them. They've got a couple of good athletes that can make us work for it. I think just limiting turnovers and limiting penalties, and offensive defensive line is pretty near to my heart. So if we can win the line of scrimmage, we're gonna win the game.
But yeah, you should, no doubt.
So I think those three things are big components. If we play good up front, it opens everything else up for everybody else to have good games. And then, if those guys take care of the football and we can get away from those stinking penalties, we'll be in good shape.
Mike Zinsen, you had penalties early against North Medford, mm-hmm. Two or three in a row there.
Yeah.
seemed to really stymie the team for a while.
Yeah.
But overall, it didn't seem like for a first game out, you didn't have that many penalties total.
No, and going back and looking at them, you know, it kind of is what it is. We got called on some stuff that was questionable, but we, you know, it's first game. Those things happen. You know, really, you're just looking at the battle of penalties and turnovers. So, you know, everything's competitive. Everything's a scoreboard. So if you know, we got X amount of yards and penalties, they got X amount. They beat us in the penalty battle. We got these many turnovers. They got these many turnovers. They beat us in the turnover battle, and we played better than them. But they're those two things mean a lot. So,
okay,
that's the way it goes.
Let's see. Want to deal one more time with the situation on homecoming. Do we know any schedules or any of the festivities that are planned?
Tomorrow they're doing a kind of a cavalcade thing during second period, kind of going to the schools, I think, and handing out candy or something like that. I'm not on campus, so I'm not too up on that stuff, but I know there's something planned for them tomorrow. Homecoming, I don't know about that. My daughter's going to the dance, I think, so it's about the extent of my knowledge of the homecoming.
I'll try to keep up, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's real early, and we've mentioned a couple of the teams already around the conference about where the real power in the conference is right now. Mm-hmm. And you're talking, well, Sheldon and North Medford are both listed in the coaches' poll of the top 10.
Yeah.
But there's South Salem and Sprague both in there, too. Where in the mix do you figure the Grants Pass team is? And are those four the team that you have to beat?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think North Med was definitely a game that got away from us. I think, you know, we got to make up for that now, because that was a team that we could have beat. Would have put us kind of in that upper echelon, I think, there, and kind of put us have a good foot ahead of that. So I think those teams will probably end up being the team. Like I said, the Salem school is always kind of rotate a little bit. You don't never really know who's going to end up being really good out of there. But South Salem's going to be South Salem. They're pretty talented. Sprague, I think, is going to be really good this year. They've got a really good group. And then, Sheldon. Everybody was telling me Sheldon was down this off season, and they're going to be. Turns out they're pretty good too. So,
well, a down year for Sheldon is pretty good for everybody else.
Yeah,
usually,
yeah. They certainly did not look like a down Sheldon team this weekend. So,
all right. Well, we're getting real close here to getting away from you. So, what do you tell your team before you go out? I mean, tell me what happens in the locker room. Does Coach Page take over? Is it X's and O's? Is there a fire and brimstone speech?
Yeah, it's more just trying to get the kids ready. We always talk, you know, I always talk about with our guys just a little bit of clarity and chaos. And so just finding a time to kind of think about your assignments, think about your jobs. But really, I mean, we try to keep them occupied. You know, we don't want them having too much time to themselves. So it's we have a detailed list of what we're doing before the game, and it kind of leads right up to taking the field. So we keep them busy, keep them moving. We do a walkthrough, and that's kind of our big glass. You know, hey, let's run through our first 10 plays. Let's script through some things and see how this looks, and you know, ask questions if we need it. Call out special teams, and then, all right, let's go get dressed and get on the field.
A couple of just personal questions, because you're not at the high school. You're you have a real life beyond this.
Yeah.
You have a real life beyond this. But how many hours are you putting in as a coach, as assistant coach, and when does it start? We know with Paige it starts in December.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a year-round thing. I mean, you're always kind of doing something. You're thinking about, you know, hey, you know, off-season you're starting to think about different things you want to put in and how you want to go about, you know, scheming, and, you know, this team did this to us, so what if we try to come back to this? So you're doing it year round. I mean, as far as in season, we practice at 6 a.m. 3 days a week, so we're up at 5:30, and then we get the film from that at 8 o'clock, you know, usually 8-9 o'clock when practice is over. We get the film from practice, so go to work kind of on our lunch break. I'll check the film and watch our practice, see how it looked, see what things we need to clean up, and then after school, you know, we're kind of trying to scheme out practice, and you're just always watching film. So I mean, it's you know, we're watching.
You put in a lot of time.
Yeah. It's a lot of hours, a lot of time, but it's something you get to do. It's not a you know, it's not something everybody gets to do.
I understand that. All right. Thank you very much. We're talking with the offensive and defensive head line coach for the Grants Pass Cavemen, head or assistant coach Wes Cox. You're listening to KAJO, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band here in Grants Pass, Oregon. This is the Caveman Corner. News is next from the Salem Radio Network here, and then it's more of the Caveman Corner. Welcome back to the Caveman Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you live and direct from the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza here. We've got some football players around. We've got pizza around. We've got spuds around. If you're looking for a great meal tonight, 16-inch giant-sized pizza, bacon, and cheddar. It's mouth-watering. It is filling. It's great, and it's on sale for $26.99 here at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Coach Cox, you brought us some football players tonight here. Why don't you introduce these young men?
Yeah. Oh, here, I'll scooch up to you here. So we got Trey Powers, plays running back, had a big game for us, so we invited him down to the show. And then we got Kingston Conley, who plays free safety, and then Leo Huckert, offensive line, defensive line. Leo was named captain of the week and offensive lineman of the week, had a good game. Kingston had a great game back there playing free safety, had a bunch of passes batted down, so we and also got stick of the week, so big game for all three of them. It was a lot of fun for these guys.
All right, well, thank you, Coach. Guys, congratulations. Thank you for joining us here. Congratulations. We did call each one of your names on the radio the other night, just as the way the play went on. So let me see. Okay, this is Trey, Kingston, and Leo. Have I got that right? All right, Trey, you're closest. We'll just start with you. You're the running back. You had a pretty good night last night, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Are we good? Okay. How many yards did you get? Do you know?
I had about 140 yards.
Oh, about 140 yards. Pretty good night. Did you expect that?
You know, with my line up front, you know, I feel very comfortable with them, so... yeah, I did expect that, yeah.
Okay, with a night like that, do you take the line out for dinner later? Say thank you?
Oh, I give them all the props, so.
Okay, yeah. All right. How long have you been playing football?
I think I've been playing football since I was around 7 years old, 8 years old.
Okay. Always as a running back?
Always.
Always as a running back. Looks like you had your mind set on that.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable out there.
All right. What year in school are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. We've got a lot of sophomores on this team this year. What's with this sophomore class? Is it the water? Can you tell me? How long have you guys all been playing together?
Yeah, we've all been playing together for quite a while, and we just have that chemistry going on, and, you know, it's just kind of a connection that we got.
Okay, well, you have a couple of upperclassmen there with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're, all right. We'll have to give them equal time.
Oh, for sure.
When you're not playing football, what do you do? What do you do to have fun?
You know, coming up, I hunt a lot in Octobers, and I like to hang out with my friends and families a lot. That's usually what I do on the weekends.
So, what do you hunt?
I hunt deer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? How long have you been hunting deer? When did you get your first one?
So when I first got my deer, I think I was 11 or 12 years old.
That's impressive. Now tell me about it. Tell me about the adventure.
I'm not really sure. I had a lot of adrenaline going on. Usually when I hunt, I don't really like remember what's going on, you know, so I don't know.
Okay, well, tell me about where do you like to hunt, and do you like to hunt alone?
I usually hunt with my dad. And that's kind of a secret to tell. I can't really tell my spots.
Hey, nobody will give me any hints on where to find that big deer. What's the biggest one you've ever taken?
Some pretty small guys. I don't really shoot.
Nothing wrong with venison. It's great. It's great meal.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just like a couple of 2 points. Mm-hmm. So,
All right, and you know, once you get the deer down, the fun is over and the work begins.
Oh yeah, that's not fun. Not fun after that. You gotta, you know, hike down this hill and, you know, drag it back up to the top, and you know, it's not fun, but it's hard work. So,
right, but worth it. And you keep going. Yeah, you keep going back.
It's very worth it. You know, the meat's good. Got a lot of proteins in there. So, yeah.
All right. Probably better than What's that with the beep you get? I'm going to move on down the line here. Okay. Kingston Connolly. Kingston, lean right up to there. All right, Kingston, let's see. What position do you play?
I'm starting free safety for the defense and play a little bit of receiver as well.
You got the stick of the week. Is that right? Tell me about the stick of the week.
So basically it was quarterback Traeger rolling out like he usually does. And I tried to scramble and, you know, got the stick.
All right. We named that one. We have Clouser Drilling as a sponsor. And he doesn't run any commercials, but when we get that stick, it's, man, he got drilled, and you drilled him. And that was our Clouser Drill of the week.
Yep.
So, all right. What do you like about playing safety there? Is it the contact?
Not too big on the contact, I feel like. I feel like I'm more for the interceptions and batting the balls down. It's my favorite.
All right, so you're not, you want to take that football away from them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the goal.
All right. What do you do in order to do that? Is it anticipation? Is it training? What do you look for? Are there keys that you're always watching for?
It takes a little bit of work. I mean, it's just based off how you look at it. I mean,
all right. Now everybody's hiding their face. Why? Go ahead.
Making nervous. What I look at is how the receiver's breaking down. I mean, it's not that hard if you keep working at it, you know.
Okay, all right. So, when you're not playing football, what do you do to have fun?
If I'm not playing football, I'm either playing basketball or I'm hanging out with my friends, really.
Okay, you're a basketball player also. What year are you?
Junior.
You're a junior?
Yeah.
Okay. Will we see you on the varsity court, too?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck. We'll watch for you there. In the meantime, though, is there something away from school where you really relax and get away from everything?
I enjoy fishing a lot. I do it on my free time frequently.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I'm going to ask about your fishing, of course, because I'm looking for a good spot, too. He won't tell me anything about his hunting. Share something with me about your fishing experience.
I fish the Rogue sometimes. I'm not really a big fan of river fishing, but I'll find some little spots around the area. No.
Okay. So you like lake fishing? Can you get to one of the lakes?
Yeah, there's not a lot of lakes that go here. But when I'm from California, so there's a lot more lakes down there, so I used to go there a lot.
All right. So how long have you been here?
3 years now.
3 years now. Been involved in sports with your friends here for all 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be looking for you on the basketball court. What are you studying in school right now? You do go to school. What's your major?
I say I'm pretty good at math. I think math's my favorite right now.
Really? Math?
Yeah.
Okay. Why math?
It's been something I've been pretty good at since I was little. I mean, it's just been pretty good.
All right. Well, good. Pretty good at math. Now, junior year, I know you've got your whole life planned out in front of you, so what do you want to do in terms of math for the rest of your life?
I don't really want to be a mathematician.
If you could put dollar signs in front of that math, though, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to go into the medical field. That's the goal right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Doctor, trainer, what? You?
Probably a doctor.
Okay.
I'm not completely sure on what yet, but just the idea.
Is there a particular specialty that interests you?
I've been looking into the anesthesiology.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So none of the icky stuff, just the fun stuff to put people down.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Kingston Connolly, we'll be right back. Now, let me scoot on down to him. It's Leo, get this right, Huckert?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Leo, just lean right into that microphone right there. Tell me about your adventures last Friday night.
Well, you know, last Friday, a big battle up front. It was definitely a war. We all had to fire out as hard as we could, and you know, we really had to reset that line of scrimmage and just try to drive as far and hard as we could for our running back, and that's what we did.
All right. Did you run into any of those big guys across the line from you?
Oh, yeah. I was going against 58 all game.
Oh, you had the target.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get any help with him?
You know, a little bit from my center, and that seemed to be enough to really drive him out of the play, and he didn't get any tackles on me, so
Oh, well, good, good. Because I know we called your name. I can't remember the exact play, but I know we called your name at least a couple of times in that line play. So why do you like about the line play? Is that your favorite spot to be?
Well, you know, I've grown up on the line, and I never really got the chance to switch. So I've always been a hard worker up front, and I've stuck with line for about 11 years. So.
Oh. You've been playing football for 11 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how old are you now?
I'm 17.
You're 17. Junior or senior?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So you're the senior. You're the upperclassman
here.
Yes,
sir.
A couple of these young fellows here following in your footsteps. How big are you?
I'm 6'4", 240 pounds.
Ooh, I bet you spend some time in the weight room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I like to do for my free time.
So that's how you have fun? All right, give me some numbers. What do you...
I'm not that strong, but I could probably squat four plates, so probably about 405. Oh. My bench is probably like 225 to 240, and then my power clean is probably about 225.
Oh, okay. I'm relatively impressed. Are you the strongest man on the team?
Oh, no.
How close are you?
I'm up there, but I'm probably top 10.
Yeah, I heard your coach clear his throat, and you said, "What he said? You're not the strongest man on your team, so you're closer. You're top five, top 10?"
Yeah, I don't know if I'd give myself top five, but I definitely work as hard as they do.
Oh, well, bottom line here. Okay, who's the strongest?
Our strongest player right now is a junior. His name is Jet Stewart. He's in the 1,000-pound club, so he's a pretty strong dude.
Oh, okay. Connor.
I'll give it to Jet. He's younger, so he wins.
All right. So not going to give it to the senior, Connor Johnstone. Is that who you're talking about, Coach?
Well, I don't know numbers, but he's...
They're both neck and neck.
They're both in the 1,000-pound club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey, Leo, what are you studying in high school, and is there a plan ahead for you?
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been trying to go with business, so I've always been pretty good at math, and I'm taking AP stats right now, and it's going pretty well. We had our first test today. I think it went all right. But I'm trying to get my business associates, and then I'm going to go be a welder. So I really like to weld, and that's really something that interests me, and I think I'm going to continue working through to that.
Now, you've got a welding class at high school.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Our metals 3 class is really good. We've achieved many state titles, and I'm going to compete this year, and I'll develop my skills.
Football stay in the future? Football stay in the is that still in the future for you?
You know, I mean, I'm going to keep working as hard as I can, and if any offers or anything comes into the picture, you know, I might have to deeply consider that, but so far I started too late with my effort, and I didn't work hard enough in my younger years, and I don't think I'm at that level.
Oh, it sounds to me like the coaching staff is pretty impressed with your work ethic so far. And if you're that good at math and you're studying your business skills and can weld at the same time, I would say the future looks bright ahead.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let me come back down here. Let's see. Trey, what I didn't ask you before is any long-term plans here? As a sophomore, I know you've got your whole future mapped out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about that. You seem pretty sure of yourself.
You're talking about, like, what career I want?
Yeah.
I've been looking into being a dentist. And the part that... You know, I kind of second guess is that a long time in college, about 8 years in college. So that's what I'm thinking of. And, you know, we'll see, because I got a long time to decide. So
why dentistry?
Huh?
Why dentistry?
A lot of my family friends do it. And it's just kind of like the only thing that's interested in me, like, you know, obviously... But also, like, socializing, you know, because you got to socialize, and I don't want to be stuck in, like, my office, or, you know, I just kind of want to be out there, you know.
Well, you could always put together a four-day weekend to put that hunt in.
Yeah.
All right. So, with that much college ahead of you, does football figure into that, right?
Yeah, it does. I've been going to a couple of camps, and that has really interested me in going to college for football. So,
all right, what do you have to do in order to make that happen? If you've been to a couple of camps, what are they telling you to do?
They don't really tell me much, you know. The last couple of camps, they haven't really said much, so I just got to keep working hard and just keep attending those camps.
Okay. Kingston, what about your future here? We didn't talk very much about that here. What are your aspirations? I know you're a math guy.
Yeah. So it's also a lot of school ahead of me. I hear it's about 13 years, so, you know. But
Right. We did say doctor, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's going to be a long time, but I feel like it'd be worth it in the end.
Any particular school you're looking at?
Not yet. I haven't looked much into it.
What about you, Trader? Are you looking at a particular school?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right, big weekend coming up. Obviously, there's a football game, a few other festivities going on. It is homecoming. Trey, what's your homecoming plans here? Are you going to the dance? Do you have a date? Tell me.
I don't have a date. I'm not sure if I'm going to go. You know, my body might be a little beat up after the game, so, we'll see how it goes.
Boy, you just avoid those tackles and score touchdowns.
There you go.
That's easy. All right, Kingston, how about you? Any special plans for the upcoming festivities?
Yeah, I do plan on going to homecoming.
Okay. Alone?
No.
Okay. All right, I won't push any further on that one. How about you, Leo?
Oh, you know, I mean, being a lineman on Friday night is a pretty rough deal, and it really all just depends on how beat up my body is and how I'm feeling, but I might consider going. Never know.
I think you'll be fine. All right. Gentlemen, we have picked up a vibe earlier talking to some of the other players and the coaches, and it seems like this team seems to have a chemistry that's a little bit different than I've seen before. Trey, tell me about the chemistry of this team in your view.
The chemistry is on point. You know, we've been working all together this offseason, and you know, we'll just see how it translates. I think it will translate very well on the field this season.
All right. Well, you're a sophomore, so you're an underclassman here. How have the upperclassmen treated you so far?
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I have had zero problems with that.
On the football field, you're all players.
We are all players, and we are all one.
Okay. Kingston, tell me about the philosophy of this team and the chemistry that seems to be really prevalent throughout.
Yeah, I feel like we have a good connection between each other. We've been through it. Summer practice, very hot this summer. All the sweat, you know, sweat and tears with some of us. I feel like it all paid off. I feel like it's going to pay off in the end, really. I feel like we're going to have a good season.
Sweat and tears. The only thing you missed there was Mr. Churchill's words with blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, a little bit of blood, too.
A little bit of blood, too. All right, okay. Leo, tell me about the chemistry in this team here. As a senior, you've probably seen it develop, and it's been different each year. So give me your perspective.
Our chemistry has been very, very good as a senior class together. We've played together for 10 years now, and it's been a while. It's definitely a brotherhood, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Now, your senior class on this team, what, 20, 25 players, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So we've got about 25 seniors, and about, I don't know, I would say about 15 of them have been together for all throughout middle school. And, yeah.
In your perspective, is the chemistry this year different, stronger, better than it was in past years, or just different?
You know, in past years, I really do think that we kind of had like a sense of superiority. But this year, I think we've broken that wall down, and we've integrated our younger class into our senior class, and we're really trying to build our base for the program and really try to advance us to the next level. And, you know, we're trying to be the one team, number one.
How did that come about? Was it the coaching staff that led you that way, or was it just the senior class being a little bit different?
You know, I think it was our differences and the coaches, the good attitude of the coaches to our younger classes, and just the bonding as a whole. Our senior trip going to Redding, California was great. I mean, we all communicated super well, and we were just joking around, having a great time. We really did become connected deeper, and our team has definitely going to go places.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, to give me a prediction for Friday night.
Oh, it's going to be, I don't know, I'd say 35 to 14.
35 to 14, okay. What kind of night are you going to have?
I'm going to have a good night. It's going to be a physical night. I'm going to fire off the ball as hard as I can every single play. And
have you already drawn an assignment? Another 58 coming at you?
I definitely have, and it's a big old guy. He's 290, and he's going to be a block to move, that's for sure, but I'm going to push it.
Somebody can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Kingston, give me a prediction for Friday night.
I feel like we'll pull through with the win. I mean, I think our team has one goal, and it's just to win. I mean, I feel like I'll do pretty well as well in secondary.
All right, do you have a personal goal? How many interceptions do you want?
I would hope for one or two.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck with that. And Trey, give me a prediction for Friday night.
I'm not going to give you a prediction, but I do think we'll have a great game, and we're going to play our hearts out, and I think it'll be electric.
All right. Do you have a goal set for yourself?
Wherever the wind takes me.
All right. Well, we hope the wind's blowing towards the end zone.
I hope so.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you very much. Best of luck on Friday night. Enjoy homecoming to the fullest, and enjoy this year with your teammates to the fullest extent once again. And, hey, go Cavemen.
Go Cavemen.
All right. Thank you. All right, thank you, guys. Coach, you brought me a good crew.
Yeah, you brought the three smart kids we have.
All right.
Good job, fellas.
So, coach is going to sit right back down there. They each gave me a prediction, coach. How about you? What do you think?
We're good enough to win. We're good enough to beat them. We got to show up and play, and so that's the focus. Obviously the old cliche. We got to give it our best. You know, give it our best effort. But we're good enough to beat them. We're talented enough to beat anybody that's in our league. It's if we show up and do it. And so we've had ups and downs in practice this week, but I think we're in a good spot right now.
All right. I ask each of the fellows for a prediction and for a personal goal. Has the coaching staff set a goal out for not only this coming game, but for the season?
You know, we take it week to week. You know, I think, you know, we were talking pre-show. You know, a lot of times I don't even know who we're playing the following week. You know, we're kind of the goal is to be 1-0 on Friday night, and so that's our goal. And so we can win every game we play, but you know those guys get paid too, so it's their job to it's our job to go out and execute and do what we need to do. And so we're taking it game by game.
All right, how about the goal for being 1-9 at the end of the season?
I'm sorry, say that.
The goal will be 9-1 at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Ultimate goal?
Make a run. I mean, that's, you know, like I said, we want to be 1-0 on Friday. And so if we can do that for the rest of the season, then we're in a good spot. But it's up to us to execute. And coach has put together the plan that we feel like is the best way to do it. And the kids work hard, and they're bought in, and they're all in on it. And so it's just a matter of getting it done on Friday night.
All right. Well, coach, we'll be there watching. Absolutely. And talking about it. So thank you very much.
Sounds great.
Wes Cox, the offensive and defensive line coach, brought us some great players tonight. Thank you very much, coach.
Absolutely.
Now, to all of you, Stan, we'll have that game on live Friday night. The pregame comes on at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock kickoff. It is homecoming, so there'll be lots of people there, lots of festivities. There's usually a little parade. Be aware of that, and we'll have more on that as we get closer to the weekend. Lots of things coming up this weekend. And I also want to mention one other thing that coming up about 8 minutes here. It's the Oregon Ducks Coaches Show going to be happening here just about 5 minutes after we get off the air. So stay tuned. Coaches Show, Oregon Ducks Coaches Show coming up. You've been listening to the Caveman Corner here live from Abby's Pizza. And good night, everyone.